When that day comes when you stand before God, on that day of judgment, what outcome are you going to experience for the rest of your eternity? Hi, I'm Bernie Dimet, and welcome again to Fresh. John Lennon, in his classic song Imagine, sang these words. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. And of course, there are many people living like that, billions of them in fact. It sounds great. There's just one problem. It's not true. There is a heaven. There is a hell. And one day, you and I will stand before this God who sent his son Jesus to save us. And like it or not, we will have to give a reckoning. We spend so much time worrying about what people think of us, what they say about us. We're so put out when this injustice or that hits us in the face. We all do it. We tend to focus on the here and the now. But Jesus had quite a different take on the relationship between the here and now and the rest of eternity. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Don't be afraid of people. They can kill the body, but they cannot kill the soul. The only one you should fear is God, who can destroy both the body and the soul in hell. Yes, God is a God of mercy and of grace and of love. But if we spend our lives rejecting that mercy, that grace, that love, rejecting his son, then we'll discover the one thing that we wish wasn't true. There definitely is a hell. And all those who live their lives in a way that reject Jesus are going to spend the rest of eternity living in that terrible truth. That's God's word, fresh for you today. How we live our lives matters to God a lot. Yes, we are saved by our faith in Jesus, by that and that alone. But the way we live our lives, well, that's the evidence of our faith. So, if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some more in-depth teaching right from God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.